It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. And today I have to save you from some fireball false advertising. And this is a great tragedy for those of us who love cinnamon whiskey. I count myself among one of the biggest proponents. And for years, I have thought that I should be on the fireball payroll because I have been such an advocate for the drink. I have enjoyed it in after-hours work settings, a congratulatory cheers and good job and attaboy, those kinds of things, a grip and grim with the team, with the staff. Fireball has been a part of many of those occasions. There was even a drink called the Cherry Pop that was Fireball, Diet Coke, grenadine, and cherries. And you know what? I probably didn't think of the drink. It's just like a Roy Rogers with Fireball, but it seemed pretty creative at the time. I've danced mightily and sweatily to Pitbull's Fireball. I've heard it in my head. It's gotten me out of bed. And I've danced until I was red. As red as the Fireball cap, because I believed in the product. There were a lot of naysayers. They said that it was made with antifreeze. They said that it was culled from the tears of young gypsies. I think that's an unkind word to use. So I didn't partake in any of those accusations, and I didn't believe a word of it from anyone because I just assumed the maker of that fine product was being honest with me. And in their honesty and deliciousness, I could go out and be an advocate for the Fireball way of life. Granted, it's still kind of dry January, and I am dry as a bone. So maybe that's why I want to talk about alcohol, because I haven't tasted it in so long, other than the odd swish of Listerine at bedtime. So yeah, I'm looking back fondly on those days where Fireball meant something, but apparently it was all just built on a foundation of garbage and lies. Do you know why? So for those of you who are gluten sensitive, or even worse, like me and you have celiac disease, you know that you can't drink malt beverages. You can't have beer, and you can't have anything that says malt on the label because malt is gluten containing. So what do? You stick with the gluten-free beer, the distilled spirits, the Tito's vodka, which is proudly gluten-free, although, let's be honest, pretty much all vodka is gluten-free. I've tested them.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Stay right there. More from me, Kennedy, coming up. So Fireball is the same thing, a distilled whiskey with lots of antifreeze, gypsy tears, and sugar and cinnamon extract added to it. And that was the basis for a good time. All right. So you're like, Kennedalia, what is your problem? Fireball is a whiskey drink. So I thought. But then it started popping up in CVS's and gas stations, where I don't always buy my liquor. But, you know, when times are tight, you have to gear up for monsoon February, which is just right around the corner. So what did I find out? There is a $5 million class action lawsuit that yours truly may soon become a part of. I may go to law school so I can lead the damn thing, because Sazerac, the maker of Fireball, they have been apparently packaging a malt beverage in Fireball clothing. It looks the exact same as a little Fireball nip, but there is no warning label that says if you have a compromised small intestine due to celiac disease, which hates your small bowel, do not ingest this because it contains malt, which will send you to the toilet faster than a Jennifer Aniston rom-com. So Fireball has been selling teeny tiny nippers of malt liquor under the Fireball umbrella. It looks the same. It tastes similar. I've used it for the same purposes, which is really just medicinal, because if you have a little bottle of Fireball and you go snowboarding on a very cold day and you're on a chairlift that is interminable, it goes on forever. What helps you out a little bit? A little tiny shot of Fireball. It warms the body. It warms the core. You know what else it does? It primes your colon for a big evacuation, because that's what malt beverages do to people with celiac disease. So not only are they lying about their once pristine product, they're putting those of us with compromised health at great risk. So there is a law firm that is in this class action suit. It is a $5 million venture at this point. I think we should jack that up to $15 million and give the kid here a cool $10 million just to set the record straight. If Fireball wants to make good on my unrequited, spurned love, then they will stop this chicanery. They will stop the madness. They will stop marketing and selling a malt beverage. And you don't even say it's whiskey flavored. You make it seem like it's the exact same thing. That is like wearing a padded bra to a nudist colony. Then all of a sudden you take it off and you're built like a preteen boy. That's not fair to anyone. I won't take it. I won't stand for it. If I'm going to wear a padded bra, it is not going to be at a nudist colony. If I'm going to drink cinnamon whiskey, it is not going to contain malt. I want to contain the contents of my innards by drinking a responsible beverage irresponsibly, like I used to do lustfully with Fireball. Sazerac, Fireball, you've been warned. This has been Kennedy Saves the World, and I am Kennedy.
For more podcasts from my friends at Fox, you can go to foxnewspodcast.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
The Will Kane Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Kane as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.